Jamal Charles had a hamstring strain that he tried to keep coming back from, and really all the way to the end, we weren't sure if he'd be able to get back in or not. He was trying to keep it, try to get it where he loosened it up a little bit, but it was pretty tight. Just a shout out to the fans on a fan appreciation day. We appreciate them. Obviously, they're the best in the business here. When teams come in here, it's rough on them, and that's a beautiful thing. So, and a couple other things. We end up missing the playoffs. So while it's fresh on the players' mind, I think it's important that they feel how important every game is in this league. There's so much parity in the league, and these games are so close that you take this in the off season. Is it one more rep that you put in, or you work a little harder at camp, or whatever that it is? Do we do this so that we're still playing here this next week? But on to this game. I was proud of the guys and the way they played. They came out with a lot of fire today. I thought Chase, for one day of practice, my hat goes off to him. And that's a tough thing to do in the best, at the top level of football that you can play. Jamal breaking 1,000 yards, 50, coming within a half a sack of setting an NFL record for sacks. I mean, that's amazing. And I think he'd tell you that having Tom on the other side helps that cause. So they both of them took a lot of pride in that accomplishment. Our punt return game, I mean, we're so close. I mean, that's something that's a positive look forward to in the future with DeAnthony. Every time he touches that ball, you feel like he has an opportunity to go ahead and score there. Santos had the four field goals. He came up short on the 50-plus yarder, but still, again, the stronger he continues to get, he'll bang those through. And then those third down stands, fourth down stands at the end there, by our defense. I just thought that they, against one of the better offenses in the National Football League, they just stepped up and I thought played a heck of a football game. So we have a lot of things to look forward to in the off season. However, we wish we were still playing for sure.
Andy, if you'd gotten in, you would have felt pretty good about your chances to win one or more games. In that light, do you kind of look at the season as a wasted opportunity?
Well, the one thing you can learn from it, I think you have to learn from it since it's over, is that, when you've got it in your hands to control, you lock it down. So you don't let that part, get away, ever. And from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint, we didn't get that done. And so we had a phenomenal schedule. That was a positive thing. We were able to test ourselves week in and week out. We beat some pretty good ones. And we got to do it on a more consistent basis. And then the sky's the limit. We started the season off as the second youngest team in the National Football League. So I mean, that's a beautiful thing when you look at it. It hurts right now. But, it's a positive going forward. We had some injuries. And you saw some guys step up. That's a tough thing to do in this league. And so they got valuable experience. It's going to help us down the road. So there are a lot of positives that we can take out of this as we go forward.
You going to play that what-if game more than normal this offseason? What if we'd done this against Arizona? What if we'd done that against Oakland?
Only if you ask. If we're playing the if game. If we're playing, don't ask, though. You ask, that's it. That's all the only chance you get.
Andy, two things. I know the focus was on the game, but was there any? Do you guys know that looking like you were getting a little help? Did you know at halftime? Hey,
you know what? I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't want to know. I just wanted to go out and play. Or win the game. So I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't look like. I was told later what happened. That going to the fourth quarter, we were still getting the help we needed. I didn't sense it from the players knowing. I'm not even sure. I don't even know if it was up there. So, I heard about it when I was coming up the tunnel.
You mentioned Santos. I mean, he's been your offense the last 25, 31 points.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, can you? Two parts of that. One, just how far he's come from the battle with Ryan to putting his name up there with Stenerud in 17 weeks. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, there's two parts of that. I'm happy for him and his progress that he's made. We got to do better in the red zone.
That was my next question.
Right. So we can do a better job there. And, a couple of those you can't have penalty. You can't give away things. So when you're driving, you maintain the drive. Once you have a penalty in this league, the stats go way up that drive's going to stall. So you got to eliminate those mistakes. Same way in our four-minute drill at the end of the game. Penalties, you see what happens right there. You give them an opportunity to get the ball back. Can't do that.
There you go.
You talked about Chase having limited time with the first team. What is it about the way that he's carried himself and prepared since he's been here that allowed him to go out and be successful?
Well, listen, nobody's more professional than Chase. Nobody loves to play more than Chase. He and Alex have this phenomenal relationship. That room for a young player to be in that room and to see how you're supposed to do it, I'm saying the quarterback room is a blessing for those two young guys that are in there. But he goes about it like he's going to start every week. And he knows the protections. He knows all the adjustments. He knows the run adjustments. So just in case something crazy like this happens, he steps in and we don't have to flinch. I mean, we didn't take a bit of the game plan out, kept everything in, and we just rolled. And he handled it and did very well with it.
All right. Thank you. We'll bring Chase and Justin Houston.